Okay, Mahabharata, this is the 5th of January 2026, and I'm recording this one. So, killing of Abhimanyu and then Bhishma, and this is time talking, a beginning of the, 86th episode. And what happened today is an indication of, to the end of war. Till the war ends, there will be no rules. The sun didn't go down there. I'm saying, and this is when Arjuna killed Jarasandha, I don't remember. Now every warrior of both armies has not shown respect to the sunset, because these wars are supposed to end when the sun sets, and they continued fighting after the sun set. The sun set after Jaidrats, and not Jarasandha, but the end of war was not announced. Torches were lit, and a storm created panic in the Kaurava army. In the torchlight, everyone saw a huge mountainous man before them. They stopped breathing with fear. It was Ghatotkacha, son of Bhimanidimba. There the story goes. And I am sitting here. And just a couple of days ago, the United States Empire of America expanded because they need more oil. So they went into Venezuela and they bribed some people, maybe the vice president even, and stepped in and took the president and the world, the Western world, there either cheering or condemning. Some cheer that yes, it was very nicely done, expertly done. Yes, you took over, you kidnapped the president. How did you do that? Applause. But then they start talking about Iran, they start talking about taking over Greenland as well. And this morning, Danish Prime Minister stands there. Or I saw some clip saying they're not allowed to take over Greenland because it belongs to Denmark. So what we are seeing, it seems, and in Russia and Ukraine, dirty war is breaking out. And this episode here, or the beginning here, what Time just said, it's about the same thing, right? Dirty war. Wars back then were fought from the sunrise, where conch was blown, until sunset, when another conch was blown. Maybe in the West, trumpets. I don't know if they had similar system, but in Vedic India, apparently they did. But now, Time says, someone broke that and they continued fighting after sunset, meaning that the noble Dharmic rules for war are broken, which is really, I would say, also symbolizing, representing the entrance of Kali Yuga, where moral ethics higher virtues are not anymore ruling or are compromised more and more. So, that way it goes. And that's where we are now. We can see that how easily it happens that when the pressure comes down, when someone is losing, they just, because they are convinced they are the good ones, and the other ones are threatening them or taking from them or overtaking them, out-competing them or whatever, or possibly could in the future attack them, then let's just fight a dirty war if it's needed. We need to survive. Everything is allowed for fighting evil and the devil. You see, it so easily gets down that road. And we have seen religious wars fought over and over. And well, much tells us that what we are seeing now is also religious war. Christian groups, neocon Christian groups, whatever they are, and the Zionists and the Islamic nationalists, and we've seen it before, haven't we? So I don't know, are we about to enter another religious war here in the name of goodness and democracy versus the others, the demons, those are not in our club, in our team, under our leaders. So yeah, oh, this is for the story, and maybe another one of those shorties.